Welcome to another Carlo and Lowe's Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
And this is our first show for the 2019 year.
What a great guest we've got as well. We've spoken to this man before.
We have.
And we had a lot of reaction when we spoke with him last time, so I'm assuming we'll get the same sort of interest this time.
Well, we should hope so.
I would think so.
Well, it's the first time we've had him on this year.
That's right. First person we've had all year.
Yes, yes.
Introduce him, the great Ricky Simpson.
From the basketball. G'day, mate.
How are you?
Happy New Year to you.
Well, it started off good.
Yes?
Yes.
How did it start off good?
I'm having this interview.
Oh,
that's the best thing that's happened to you this year.
Yeah, so far it's the only thing that's happened to me.
Well, of interest, Sean, today we're talking a little bit about import players coming over here, like, and the visas that I've acquired and some of the problems associated with that. Now, first off, let's explore, Ricky, how did you come over? Did you come over on a visa when you originally came back in, 1952?
Yes, 52. It was 1985, thank you. And I came over on a holiday visa. Mm-hmm. And back then, that wasn't much required in terms of getting over. So I think they called me and gave me a week to be organized and get here. And I left on the 4th of July.
Gee, was there any fireworks to farewell your
well, I thought it was all for me, but then later on I found out it was just that national holiday.
So when you originally came over here on the holiday visa, did you go back home and then come again? What were the timeline in regards to visas, et cetera, for yourself?
Well, at the time, I mean, it was only supposed to be a six-month thing because it was just for the one season. But I ended up staying forever. So it was a six-month visa, and then I was just to return. But then after the 6 months, they signed me on for another 6 months. And to be honest, I don't remember doing anything different with my visa. And so it went for 12 months. And after that, then I filled out another visa. But again, it wasn't much required. It was done within a day. And so nothing like today, where it's a lot more complicated. Yeah,
we'll explore that a little bit. Now, Sean, you know, when you've traveled the world and competed in Europe and that, did you need visas at all for that?
No, not really. Different times you'd go into certain countries to compete and you would need a visa to get in. But again, they were done fairly quickly, and sometimes you actually did them there when you got to the airport at customs. So, but I didn't actually have to apply for visas from Australia to travel and compete, no.
Well, they've definitely changed. Even with travel visas, it's still the same as what you just said about applying for a visa when you get to the country, when you go to Egypt and Cairo. In America, though, you've got to apply for a visa sort of well in advance, whereas in the old days you didn't need one. So times have changed.
And even for just citizenships and things like that, it definitely changed. I mean, back then, again, I think we decided in a week, and then I think within a week I had my citizenship. So it wasn't any complications back then in terms of those. So when I hear everybody talking about them today, yeah, I try to reflect back on my time, but it was nothing like that, no.
Well, I know in baseball there's been problems with visas with some of the players over the last 5 years or so, where they come into the country on a visa, but then the next year, because they've already been on that particular visa, they can't come back the next year, and they've actually been sent home.
Yeah, well, you can only have so what we often do here with the basketball club is if a player's coming over for the first time, they can come on a work travel visa. And so in Australia, you only get that once. There is a new rule that says if you work in a regional area for 3 months, you can actually apply for a second year now. Now, that might suit some athletes because they might be working in regional areas and they might be working in the community, but typically not because they're here to play baseball or basketball in our cases. So if you want a player to come back for a second year, you have to sponsor them. And so that's what we currently do. We're a sponsoring organisation at Central Districts. And so we then apply for a working visa or a sponsored visa. And so that's a little bit more a more difficult task, but you have to show as an organisation that you can actually support them. And I think it's a good thing for the athlete, because you want to, if they're coming from wherever they're coming from, they're obviously travelling a long way and they're playing for you, and you want to make sure that you're looking after them and they're not sort of being not being, in terms of accommodation and transport and health insurance and all those factors that now have to be covered if you're sponsoring them.
Now, Ricky, with your experience sending students over to America to the colleges and back again, is there any visa requirements with that?
Well, I mean, there is requirements. I mean, they're going there for, in a lot of cases, for 12 months or more. So they definitely have to have their visa. And again, America required is kind of stiffer than a lot of places in terms of what is required for visa these days. And some of that just comes with 9/11. Some of it comes with just being more stringent these days than it has been in the past. But definitely, yeah, it does require that.
Students, if you're going to America for college, you need what's called an F1 visa, which is a student visa. And again, that's quite a lengthy process. My son's been through that one, I went through that one for him. but in the end, you have to actually go to Melbourne. So you have to go over there to the US
embassy.
And so you have to go there for an interview. So once you've applied for the visa, you then make your appointment, you then go and have your interview. And if they think that you've met all the requirements, then they'll grant that visa. And that visa, I think, is for 2 years. So typically, if you're over in, it's a 4-year course. And so you have to reapply for that visa. So again, being a student coming from Australia, or in our case, again, players going to play basketball in America, the visa application is fairly in-depth.
So, Ricky, have you had any experience sort of working with any imports that have come over just recently where you've tried to help them with their visas?
I mean, we had two players out last year, and one of them was on a different visa from the other. One was on just a normal working, holiday visa, and then the other one was on a more complicated one, and Sean was the person doing all the hard work there, thank goodness. And so that required a bit more of a commitment financially, and as opposed to the one that was on a working holiday. So it's not complicated in terms of how it can work out for the second visa, which is the you're coming for your second year or whatever, but it does require a bit more paperwork and definitely accountability in that area. So I went for two new guys and made my life a little easier.
I suppose that's one of the downfalls, that it restricts sort of the type of players you can get over here at times.
Well, it's just one of those things. Like, you have to become like a sponsoring organisation. So you apply through Border Immigration to become a sponsoring organisation, and all sporting clubs can do that. And once you've got that, that's for a 3-year period. And in that period of time, then you can. So it's not. I mean, it's there's more to it for certainly getting the sponsored players. But you know, both of our female imports from last year, they did such a great job. They loved it here. We loved them. And so they're going to come back. And so it's a matter of just getting all the documents in place and getting everything signed and making sure, as Ricky pointed out, that you've got to be accountable for them. And so, again, if they're coming over in a work tourist visa, like they're coming on their certain grounds that they know they're here to play and they're going to get some job and do all that sort of stuff, but instead of you're inviting them back for a second year, then there's a lot more accountability for the club. And I, as I said before, that's a good thing, because again, these young guys and girls are giving up. It's a big risk for them. And so, you know, you want to make sure, you want them to come over here and be comfortable and enjoy their time and play well and have a good experience. And so the visas are really now set up to make sure that you're doing the right thing from your club perspective and you're looking after the athletes that you're bringing over.
Sean, I'm just interested, with the experience you have, do you find that other basketball clubs and other even sporting groups or people actually tap into your knowledge?
Well, I've certainly got benefit from other people too, and I think that's, and I've had some phone calls recently from other people, so we share information, and you need to, because, you know, when I was doing this for the first time, I had no idea, so you're really learning, and so I was speaking to people who'd done it before, and I've done the same with other people the last couple of years where they've rung me, and I said, well, this is what we've done, this is the documents we've used, and we shared that information, because, you know, you do spend a lot of hours sort of trying to work out the paperwork and read through and find the right visas and make sure you're doing the right thing. And to be fair, the immigration website can be a bit of a minefield. But again, just with patience and time, you just work your way through it. And I've run immigration plenty of times to get help, and they've always been really helpful.
Now, we're just sort of getting back on the issue in regards to how it used to be when you first came out in the 80s to what it is now. Do you find it a little bit overwhelming, and you're thankful you got someone like Sean to fall back on?
Oh, without a doubt, because it can be in a very intense period where you're trying to get these imports over, and usually your mind isn't made up until the last moment, and then it leaves you with very little time to get them organized. And so it is most definitely, because I guess Sean was going through that last year where he was having to understand and learn all these various things about him. I know I was watching from afar. And it seems like a very intense period there. But now I think having him with all his knowledge and experience in that area definitely helps. So, for sure.
Now, Ricky, have you ever had the scenario where you've bought an import over and they've got homesick and they've gone home and you've had to call on someone else? Is that put a spanner in the works?
Well, I haven't had that at this point in time, because last year both our imports, Ricardo was already here and stayed, and Keith came over and he stayed during his period. I do remember playing with players that have done that, and it is one of those things. It probably happens not very often, because I think when a lot of people think about becoming an import, you are already committed in your mind that you're going to try and stick it out. And Australia is probably it's a really good place. So 9 times out of 10, I think it's more or less trying to get people to go back home and instead of actually staying, because Australia has the similarities with America is quite, I guess, out there. You know, everybody knows that there's a lot of things with the same. And Australia's has such a good reputation, I think.
Now, also of interest with both baseball and basketball, over the last 5 to 10 years, there's been a lot of imports that have, both from Australia and from USA, have gone through Europe as well. How does that sort of affect the sort of visas and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know. Sean would probably answer that there.
Again, it's no different. Like, we've got one of our female players is currently in Europe. And so when you apply for the visa, you just have to get details of where they currently are. So even though she's from USA, that's she was her home place, and that's citizenship, I'll fill in details about where she currently is. And so it's not any more difficult. And it's quite normal now for, again, players who are looking to travel and play, can come to Australia and play our season and then can play in Europe. And there's a little bit of a crossover, so it just depends. Like Jasmine Boone, who played for us last year and coming back, she was in Ireland, and her season finished just before our season started, and so it was perfect. But for example, if they're in the final series, there might be a little bit of a time where they might miss the beginning of our season while they're finishing off the European season. Mm-hmm. So it's not any real difference from getting somewhere from if they're in the States or wherever they might be. The other thing I think with imports is the unknown is who they are as a person, and are they going to fit into your club and to your community? And we've been pretty lucky with that. Like, certainly over the last 10 years, I think only twice we've had to cut the contract of the import because they weren't really fitting in and they weren't the type of person you wanted around the club. But you know, we've had, apart from that, most of the imports we've had have been fabulous people who fit into your community, work with the club, help the kids, and they're the type of people, of course, that you want around the place.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. It's been really enlightening, and I'm sure that we'll do another show about import players and some of the situations that arise. So, again, Happy New Year to all our listeners. This is the Colo and Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.